Every once in a while, Hollywood seems to remind itself that horror movies used to shiver the spine instead of turn the stomach. That the real classics of the horror screen seldom featured a lot of blood and predated the discovery that idiot teenagers would vacation every year on top of the graves dug for their buddies last year. The currently showing The Conjuring indulges in as many clichés as it avoids, largely because current MTV standards of pacing demand something big every 5 minutes or so. It's repetitious with loud bangs and sudden visuals pouncing into the frame, and it neglects the wonderfully spooky effects that used to be achieved by half-heard whisperings and images you couldn't be sure you'd seen. Very seldom does the creepiness in your blood gradually grow into genuine chill as awful possibilities slowly force themselves into your mind. Every time the camera stops and the soundtrack goes silent, you know you're waiting for a shock. But while not enough is made of the frustrations of the inhabitants of the big house in the country who can't persuade ghost hunters Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson that their house is inhabited by something spooky, it's good to see a horror movie in which everybody acts like normal human beings. I could have done with more explanation of why Farmiga and Wilson expected their electronic equipment to work on ghosts, but the television series about ghost hunters don't explain that either. I would have been more interested in why Wilson's real-life counterpart is recognized by the Catholic Church as a demonologist. The Conjuring's claim to be a true story may explain its old-fashioned restraint, but I don't care what caused it. I'm just grateful for it. Jim Erickson, over and out.